Welcome to Biblical Health Radio. This is your host, Dr. Eric Zielinski from DrEricZ.com, and I'm on a mission to help you and your family live the abundant life. Shout it out loud, sing with the crowd, celebrate, cause good things are coming, new opportunities are at the door. Hold your head up, drop the sorrow, no regrets now for tomorrow. Welcome to episode number one of Biblical Health Radio. I'm absolutely excited to kick off this podcast with a section of an interview that I did with the lovely Allison Hewish from the Essential Oil Revolution that I co-hosted with Dr. Josh Axe and Jill Winger this past May. For those of you who aren't familiar with that event, it was an online summit, and it was just absolutely unbelievable to get together for the first time aromatherapists and chemists and multi-level marketing gurus and essential oil enthusiasts and mommy bloggers and all kinds of folks. We got them together, 30 different essential oil enthusiasts and experts, including Allison Hewish, who is a cancer survivor, that we're going to be sharing a section of our interview because it's so important. You know, I don't know anyone personally that hasn't been touched by cancer in one way or another. And just recently, my grandmother lost a battle to stage 3 lung cancer, which is really, you know, it touches home because grandma never smoked and grandma lived a really healthy life. I mean, for all intents and purposes, she was 90 years old, fully functioning, drove to the mall every day, and that was her exercise. She'd walk around the mall. She looked great, was in great shape, ate good. I think the only meds that she was on was like a Coumadin or something because her doctor talked her into it. And, you know, that's just the reality of you know, the nature of the beast, where a lot of doctors just put older folks on preventative meds just because. But that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother discussion, which hopefully we will talk about soon. So in this episode, I'm going to be sharing a clip. And this clip is from Allison Hewish, who is a lovely woman that has an unbelievable story about how she cured herself of a brain tumor with natural therapies in conjunction with surgery and medical treatment, which is really important. Because before we dive into this topic, it's important to recognize that natural therapies can, and in my opinion, should be used in conjunction with conventional medicine. Unless obvious contraindications are present. You know, for example, certain oils and certain herbs just don't mix well with certain pharmaceuticals. That's why you always contact your natural healthcare provider and pharmacist to make sure that you won't get a bad concoction, right? It's not, for the most part, it's not an all or nothing thing. Meaning this, when I coach people through our Abundant Life coaching business, when I coach people all around the world, I've had the privilege of working with cancer patients. I usually get this from folks. People think that, well, I either have to go all natural or I have to go all allopathic. There is no balance. Because oftentimes their medical doctor tells them not to do anything natural, just to take the chemo, just do radiation or whatever. And so my proposal is this is not the case, and this is not what research even suggests. Many people don't realize that a balanced approach works well too, and even may be more effective than one way or another. And so I'm not going to condone either or. I condone educated decisions off of evidence-based practices, right? And so dig this from a 2014 article in the Journal of Biomed Research International. Quote, essential oils have also been reported to improve the quality of life of the cancer patients by lowering the level of their agony. Now, unquote. According to these researchers, they share that essential oil-mediated therapy cannot be a substitute to the standard chemotherapy and radiation, but can be used in combination with cancer therapy to decrease the side effects of the drugs. Now, end quote. Now, I will tell you, I've known several people who didn't do the chemo route or the radiation route, and they use essential oil therapy, and they're cancer-free. So I could see why. You know, there is a CYA aspect of this. You want to cover your assets, so to speak. And so, you know, medical doctors and researchers can't just flat out say, don't take your chemo because there's lawsuits. And that's the problem. We don't have a freedom of speech anymore to share what we really want to share. But I could tell you from just personal experience and from the people that we know and listening to folks like Allison, who you're going to listen to in a minute, that natural therapies can work.
Now, let's go back to this article. Quote, hence, essential oils can be used for improving the health of cancer patients and as a source of novel anti-cancer compounds. Use of EOs as dietary supplements and co-administrations with drugs can enhance the response to the treatment. Unquote. This last sentence is crucial. Like I always say, everything is better with oils, even chemo, right? My personal recommendation is work with an oncologist who is open-minded to alternative therapies and find the right protocol for you. Now we have to remember, essential oils are transdermal. They work at the cellular level. And each species has a distinct property that can help cancer patients. Now, it's also important to recognize that specific species that a given company sells will probably not be addressed by the research of different types, right? However, from what I could see and ask any chemist, the chemical constituents in these various species are quite similar. In fact, some are nearly identical, and it's very probable that all of the species within a certain plant will contain similar properties. Now, with that said, we have to remember peer-reviewed articles discussing essential oil research talk about prevention, treatment, and even reversing growth of various cancer lines in animal and human cell studies, but they're petri dish studies by far. There are very few in vivo, which means live human studies. Now, many experts and critics of using essential oils for cancer therapy insist that we cannot extrapolate the data from these studies to people, because again, we're talking about cells in a petri dish. Now, even though there is merit to what these people say, I insist we must not throw out the baby with the bathwater. I mean, the burden of proof is on the critic in this case, because there are thousands and thousands of testimonials and case studies that should awaken us to the realization that essential oils can be literally life-saving and quite effective in helping cancer patients. Now, I just did my own little research online, and I have my Facebook page. You could go to Dr. Eric Z and you can follow me on Facebook. And I just did a survey. I put together an image with some frankincense resin, and the title is What's Your Frankincense Story? And it says, share your story. Have you experienced a medical miracle or a frankincense cancer cure after using frankincense essential oil? I hear those stories all the time, and we'd love to hear from you. Well, after posting that, I got a ton of responses. And here's some. This is from Donna. Donna says, very simply, used it on skin tags. Poof, gone. Cool. Sarah says, used it topically on skin cancer on my husband's ear. After a month, skin cancer is gone. Lisa, talking about her dog, says, my dog had a tumor growth on his leg. The vet said if it got bigger, then she would just remove it, like amputate the leg. It started getting bigger, so I started treating it topically with frankincense. It completely went away. Another Lisa said, stage 3C ovarian cancer, did frank and a blend, and before chemo, my CA-125 went from 282 down to 14.1. Frank will be a daily regimen now till the day I die. Changing those cruddy stats, she says. That's awesome. Here's Becky. A friend's young 2-year-old was diagnosed with an inoperable tumor on his kidney 2 years ago. He pretty much lived at MD Anderson for over a year. Lots of chemo and radiation on his little body. Each scan showed his tumor growing. Upon starting the use of Frank rubbed on the tumor area, the tumor quit growing. He still has the tumor, which still hasn't grown any. And he's a fully functioning, playful 4-year-old. His parents attribute all his success to the doctor, prayer, and Frank. The doctor was amazed. Here's Virginia. Woke up thinking a fire alarm was going off, but it was severe ringing in the ears. Oh my, she says, talk about driving you batty crazy. I scrabbled for my reference book and saw frankincense was the oil to apply to the back of the ear, to the jaw, and in front of the ear. 2 minutes, gone. Thank you, Jesus, she says. And here's Mona. I use frankincense on my 5-year-old spine who is diagnosed with autism and sensory processing disorder. We found so much support and better health and development for him. We immediately noticed improved behaviors and development and made not only his life better, but mine. So folks, just realize that this was a little snippet of a fun experiment I had on Facebook, and there are literally countless of these sorts of testimonials on the internet that you could find. And one of the most powerful stories that I know of is from our dear friend Allison Hewish, who used frankincense oil to cure herself of a brain tumor. So with no further ado, here's Allison from the interview that we did on the Essential Oil Revolution that you could find on healthyoilsummit.com.
Starting about age 6 or 7, around there, we noticed a few things with my health. My parents noticed that, number one, I started to have some stomach issues happen. I couldn't keep food down. My appetite started to decrease. They also noticed that every year, hearing in my left ear started to go down. And progressively, my symptoms just kept getting worse. And it progressed for about 6 years. Just kept losing weight, kept having the hearing loss, kept having the head tilt. Couldn't figure out what it was. Because my appetite was so poor, we were actually sent in to some eating disorder specialists. And so everyone thought eating disorder. That's what's going on. Well, come to find out that I went to see a pediatric GI specialist, and she did the test, the routine test at the beginning of a checkup. She did the test, you know, follow my finger with your eye. She had me look sideways, then she had me look up and down. And she noticed when I looked up that my eye started to shake a little bit. And so she did that about 30 times, and she says, you know what, you got to go get an MRI right now.
Wow.
And so that MRI showed a brain tumor. I had a brain tumor about the size of an egg. It was left resting on the left side of my brainstem, which explains why I had hearing loss, which also explains why I had stomach problems, couldn't keep food down, and then why my head had been tilting for the, you know, 6 years prior. So I had surgery for it that next day, and they were able to get rid of about half of my tumor. Half of it was operable, but the last half of the tumor was inoperable due to location. Because it was intertwined with the nerves, and my heart actually stopped during surgery when they tried to get the last half of the tumor, my doctor said, you know, we're done for today. This is all we're doing. She's been through a 7-hour surgery, blessed with an incredible pediatric neurosurgeon, but he said, this is it. We'll work on getting rid of the last little bit later. So they closed me up, and after that began my recovery process. It was get food into me. And the doctors, interestingly enough, he said to my mom, it doesn't matter what she eats. Just feed her anything. You can feed her fries. You can feed her pizza, full fat ice cream. Just get calories into her. And my mom at that point realized, we probably should put good calories into her. So we started helping me gain weight. But then we wanted to find something to beat the last part of that tumor. We met with a radiation specialist, and we just didn't feel good about it. You know, we went in there and we said, you know what, this isn't for us. You know, radiation on your knee is one thing, but radiation on your brainstem at 13 years old isn't the same. So my mom just started to look for answers. She started to go to the health food store. She just did online Google searches, trying to find out what people had done in the past. You know, she'd heard about people who had beat brain tumors, and she wanted to know what all of those people did. And as she did searches, she kept coming across frankincense oil. And it just kept coming up in her searches. And she read how people were using frankincense oil to help heal their body. Numerous studies point to frankincense. They point to frankincense boosting the white blood cell count. And these studies showed how frankincense shrunk tumors, and it actually shrunk cancer cells. So we immediately started using frankincense oil, got set up with a company, got using lots of frankincense oil. And we did it several different ways. We started using frankincense on the back of my head. I took it internally. I put on the reflexology point. But any way that I could get frankincense into me, we did. So we used a lot of frankincense oil. We also did a couple oils like clove oil. That's very oxygenating. Also sandalwood oil. But primarily, we used a lot of clove oil. Clove oil and then frankincense oil would be the two main oils. And we started using those oils. And what happened to me was absolutely a miracle. Like, I would go in to see my doctor every 6 months, and he kept calling me his miracle child.
Oh, wow.
It was incredible what happened. So I came home from surgery. We got going on oils. And I regained my strength very, very quickly. I actually went back to school 3 weeks later, part-time, after having a brain tumor surgery, and was able to restart school. And that was something that the doctor said, take her out of school, let her recover this year. But no one thought 3 weeks later I would actually be in school. So we started using oils. And what happened was that, you know, number one, I regained my strength. My weight started to normalize. I regained some of the lost weight. Started to get my balance back, started to boost my mood, my immune system. But what happened with the tumor is that I would go into my appointments and my doctor would look at the MRIs and he said, wait, are we looking at the right one first? Because what happened was my tumor started to do the opposite of what tumors are supposed to do. Normally, tumors spread, they start intertwining, they get fuzzy, and they grow. But my tumor started to do the opposite. My tumor actually started to come together. It started to encapsulate. And over the course, it took about a couple of years, but over the course of a couple of years, my tumor actually shrunk to the point where my tumor completely dissolved, to the point of not even being there. So when I went to see my doctor, he had to look at the dates really closely to make sure that he's not looking at the later one first. He's like, are we looking at the right one? But I would go in to see him about every 6 months. I had my appointment. I would go in to see him, and he always kept saying, you're doing great. Whatever you're doing, keep doing.
<That's> you know? Awesome.
And he's like, if you have any headaches, come see me. You know, if not, we'll see you in 6 months. And so I, a couple years ago, I hit my 5-year mark of being diagnosed completely tumor-free to this day.
Did they give you a date, or did they give you a prognosis like, hey, this is what we're looking at? I mean, did they give you a death sentence?
You know what? It was really interesting. So with the tumor, when they found it, size of an egg, and they did say, if we hadn't caught this within a couple of years, it probably would have killed you because it would have put so much pressure in your skull.
Yep.
But the scary thing for us is when we had that surgery, you know, he went into it, of course, saying, there's no guarantees. Mm-hmm. You know, you touch a nerve, you're limp. We nick a nerve, you're paralyzed.
Yeah.
So we went into it with knowing I could come out fully paralyzed. And then what scared us with radiation was that he said the same thing. He's like, we're doing radiation on your brainstem. Anything can happen. We're right there with your heart, with your breathing, with your legs, with your functioning. We miss a spot. There are no guarantees. And so that no guarantees with radiation on the brainstem is what really scared us. So we're like, we need to find something else to do. This is not for us.
So where should you be right now, according to the doctors, according to what you learned? If you wouldn't have done Frankincens, where do you think you'd be?
You know, it was really interesting. So, of course, with me and my surgery, should not have passed my classes, should not have graduated on time.
Yeah.
Like when my doctors found out that you finished high school on time, you didn't have to take off school and, you know, wait the couple of years. That was huge. I then went on to college and I got my first degree in 3 years.
Wow.
So for sure, they would have not thought, and they were amazed that I went to school and that I got a degree and 2 masters and started a career. That was mind blowing to them.
The frankincense that made you smarter.
That's right. Boosted my...
We're going to have to do a cognitive study of intellectual performance and IQ. That is unbelievable. You know, Allison, talk a little bit about the quality of life. I mean, as a survivor,
I mean, Lord God, I mean, what does that really, like, I can't even, honestly, I can't even understand. I can't understand being in the position where I'm a teenager and I might not graduate with my friends. I can't understand the thought of not being, you know, when you get the diagnosis, of thinking, boy, what's my life going to be like? I mean, let's talk about what this did for you. I mean, and how it changed your outlook in life.
I'm gonna start crying. You know, very, very good question. So when I was diagnosed with my tumor, I was actually 3 weeks into junior high school. So to be diagnosed with brain cancer, seventh grade, was quite hard. And I knew at that moment my life would never be the same. So having the surgery and everything really made me very independent, really made me grateful for, you know, the life, for nutrition, for this direction. I really credit the oils to saving my life. You know, if you were to meet me today, you would probably not know what I've been through. And unless I tell my story, no one knows. You know, if you were to see the scar on the back of my neck, my hair was pulled, you could see it. But other than that, I am completely side effect free.
Wow.
You know, and that is empowering. I am certain that if I had gone the radiation route, I would not be where I am. Having gone through school, graduated on time, have a career, be teaching. I love to walk. I love to run. I love to work out. I would not be able to do any of that side effect free if I had done the radiation route. So I'm grateful that oils, I really credit them for the reason why I'm alive today. So with my tumor today, I don't have any side effects. I guess you could say my only side effect is a scar that I've actually been able to really minimize with some lavender oil and more frankincense oil. But I don't have any side effects that anyone looking at me would know. And for me, that is so empowering. I really credit my life to essential oils for saving them. Because if I didn't have essential oils, I am sure that I would have gone the radiation route, probably would have had some side effects from that. You know, that could have been paralyzed easily. That could have been a droopy left face. But I give frankincense oil and the rest of my essential oils just full credit for being why I'm here, without any known side effects to anyone.
Wow, what an unbelievable story. Praise God. And praise God for you. Thanks so much for tuning in to Biblical Health Radio. Without you, none of this would be possible. Do me a favor, go on iTunes, subscribe to my podcast, and leave me a comment. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want to hear the rest of Allison's story, just simply go to healthyoilsummit.com and take advantage of that sweet offer over there. Folks, as always, my hope and prayer is that you and your family live the abundant life. God bless. Sing with the crowd, celebrate, 'cause good things are coming, new opportunities are out.